God is beyond amazing, and it's just, amazing what he can do for you. If you are willing to trust him with your life, guys, I want you to know a year and a half ago, I would never in a million years have gotten up here to speak in front of you guys. Like, I never would have done that. This was not on the schedule, by the way, if you didn't notice. It's not in your schedule, but I think God knew without a doubt that I needed to be here this week, and that I needed to share about his goodness and faithfulness to you guys. Because he is so good. And you are gonna have hard times come, without a doubt. And you may be going through hard times right now. There are gonna be all kinds of giants that come into your life. And mine happens to be cancer, which was something I never thought would happen to me because I was perfectly healthy. And it's amazing how you can get through, you can only get through really hard things by the grace of God and by his peace and love, because I couldn't be here right now without his love in my life and without the peace that he's given me and the hope. And I just want to say that when I was first diagnosed, I went to the doctor and he said, "You're going to ask God why. Why did this happen to me?" And I was like, yeah, I am. I really wonder why this happened to me, because all my life I've been a good person. I haven't done anything really evil or anything, I thought. And he's just like, if you wonder why, I want you to go read the first three chapters of Job. And I was like, what doctor says that for the first part? And I honestly didn't want to read it at all. I was just like, I don't want to deal with that right now. But eventually I did. And it's amazing how much God loves you, even if you've lived basically good life. And bad things do happen because we live in a fallen world. We live in a place where things are not perfect. We live in a place where love doesn't come naturally to us. And selflessness does not come naturally. And throughout this time, I've realized that God's calling on my life is so much higher than I could ever dream. And right now that calling is sharing about his goodness, fighting for my life, but knowing that losing it would be the biggest honor in the world, because I know where I'm going. I know that my crown is waiting for me in heaven. And the only thing that really matters is me showing people how much God loves them and how much he loves you and you and you and you. And he loves us all the same. And it doesn't depend on what we do and what we put on ourselves. He wants a personal relationship. relationship with each of us. He wants to know every little detail about your life, and he wants you to talk to him about it. He really does. He knows every tear we've ever cried. It says so in Psalms. And he actually bends down to listen to what we have to say. And when our hearts are breaking, he's right there to comfort us with the comfort that only he can bring. And that comfort is amazing. And I honestly had never experienced compassion like I have this last year by the people that have just poured out their love and support for me. I thought I was a pretty compassionate person. I knew I had some things to work on, but in actual reality, I knew about that much about compassion. And God has just poured out that on me and showed me what it really and truly looks like, which is amazing that he cares enough about me to build the character that his son has, like that character of Christ. He wants in each of us, and the character only comes through suffering, which I hate to say, but that's when you grow. You don't grow when you're just going throughout life and everything's easy, everything's provided for you, and you don't have to fight for it. It's when things look absolutely hopeless, when he is right there ready to give you the hope and make you realize that you should not have this fantasy that you're in control of your life, because you aren't. Even if things are going well, you aren't. And when things go bad, it's kind of like a shock to our reality. It's like, oh, maybe I'm not in control of my life like I thought I was. I'm not God. Wow, that's a revelation. But really, he wants us to depend fully on him for everything. And that's what he's shown me so much this year, is when I didn't think I could go on another hour, another day, another month. I couldn't look a day into the future because it looked so hard for me in my strength. I couldn't do it at all, and I can't. I honestly can't. It is hard. It's a hard thing when something like this happens, but it's not too hard for God at all. He is so ready to help me through every little thing that I'm going through, and he's ready to help you too. I want you to know that you might not have tomorrow. Seriously, it's not guaranteed to any of us. Some of us may live 5 years, 50 years, whatever. We do not know that. And it's a lie from Satan that we can just wait till later to come to Jesus and to give our lives fully to him, because it's such a lie. And it does not bring you any kind of fulfillment. I want you to know that if you really and truly want to find your destiny, because each of you have a unique destiny, I guarantee you that. Each of you, no two of you are the same. And that is what's so awesome about God. He's so creative. And each of you has a unique beauty, a unique personality, and it just shows how God really, he doesn't run out of creativity. It's awesome. But the one thing we all have in common, no matter what we're doing, is that he's created us to bring him all the glory, so that people on everywhere can worship him because he has made us who we are. And if we want true fulfillment and a meaningful life that gives us peace, joy, and hope and love, then we have to lay down our lives and our priorities and our dreams and just come to him with an openness to be used for him. And if you want to know what that looks like, read his word, spend time with him, create that relationship that you would a best friend. If you have a best friend, how much time do you want to spend with them? Guys, a lot. Yeah, a lot, usually. And Jesus wants to be our best friend. And we need to make that time for him in our lives, because if we want to be used by him, we can't just expect that to just happen. It doesn't just, okay, God, I'm ready to be used by you, but I'm not willing to sacrifice my Facebook time or texting with my friends or doing whatever. I just want to be used by you to make myself feel better. That's not how it works. And I'm not saying I'm perfect at all. I still have to fight for my time with him. But when I do, when you cultivate that special time, that secret time with him, then that's where your strength comes from. That's where your hope and your peace comes from. And through that, people see change in you. They see that, they see Jesus in you, and they want that. It is so desirable to the world, because the world cannot offer that. It is so fake. The pleasures, the sins, the lusts, it may seem fun for the time, but it's not gonna last. The only thing that truly lasts is your relationship with God and relationships that you've made here on earth, and who you have loved with God's love. And that love, it can't come from you. You can't muster up enough love to love somebody the right way. Because it's like, in about 5 minutes, they're gonna make you mad. And you're gonna be like, well, okay, it's not working for me, so I guess I'll do that. It's like what we talked about this morning, or what our personal time with Jesus was this morning, was daily taking up our cross and following after Christ. And that is so true. It doesn't matter how many times you've failed, it's every day making that decision and making it a point to not fall back into that as well. Like, to ask God to make you more like him, and to be hungry for his word, and then to go after him with your whole heart. Because you've got, you young people, you are the next generation that is gonna spread the gospel. They need to see and know that there is hope, and there is joy, and there is life. And if you don't show them Jesus, who is gonna show them? You may be the only Jesus that anyone ever sees. And I say that because Jesus is in us. And we live by his word and by what he tells us to do. I just want to say that, yeah, I am a total walking example of how God can use your biggest weakness as his strength, because it's in his strength that I can get up here and talk to you guys about him. Because I come from a small town in Oklahoma where, well, I am naturally a shy person, and this is way outside my comfort zone, but this is where I feel the most fulfilled, because I know that God's calling on my life is to tell you about him. And I never thought I'd have such an awesome testimony of his love and goodness to me. Because before this, I really wanted, with all my heart, to tell people about the gospel and to get people excited about him and knowing him and experiencing him. But I didn't know how it was going to happen. I was like, when is it going to happen? What is it going to be like? And like, this is it. Like, this is amazing to be here in front of you. And I just wanted to read a couple verses here that have really spoken to me during this time. And let me see. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us. And that is so encouraging that our hope in him will never be disappointed. We will never be disappointed in that because he is not a liar. We can trust that he is going to fulfill our deepest heart's desires and our hope in him, which is absolutely amazing, I think. I think it's awesome how he can do that. And I also just wanted to read 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through 25. Do you not know that in a race, all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games also goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. And I just want to encourage you that in whatever situation you're going through today, right now, just keep persevering. And if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, don't wait to know him, because you won't be disappointed. If you truly know Jesus, that's where you're truly going to live. And I just wanted to pray with you guys real quick and for you. And so, Lord Jesus, I just thank you so much for each person here today. It's not an accident that you put each individual that is in this room here today. And I know that you're working in the hearts of each of them to create a love story with you that is unlike anything they've ever experienced, and that you're drawing them to yourself in ways that they may not even know it yet. But I pray that they would come to know you as their Lord and Savior, and that today they would be renewed in their faith and hope of you, and knowing that everything will work out in the end for your glory and our best interests, God, even if it doesn't look like what we want it to. In the end, you have our best interest at heart, and you know what's best for us. I just pray that your love would overflow in each of these persons' hearts, and that they would just come to the end of themselves and trying and striving at it. I pray that they would stop striving and just cry out to you for your help and going through life, because we can't do it on our own. We will fail, but we'll get up again, because a righteous man falls 7 times and he still gets up. Lord, thank you so much for today and for all that you're doing in our hearts. Amen.
pray for Abby.
And we didn't invite her to come up here because, oh, this will be a good sad story. We'll all get upset and maybe the camp will be more successful. You know, scripture says, Jesus says, I came to give you life and to give it more abundantly. And when we saw Abby's video, we were touched by the abundance of life in her. I had cancer 9 years ago. My story is different from Abby's, but I was touched because of that bond that we shared. But her story reminded me of life, reminded me of hope and joy. So we're gonna pray for her as a group. And I told her, I said, when you get done tonight, you're gonna have over 500 new people praying for you every day. And so I don't know if you do this in your church, but when we pray, because we're close, we're gonna touch her. If you'll reach out your hand, and part of this so she sees all these people that are praying for her, and reach out your hand towards her so she sees the support, and it's your way of letting her know that you stand with her in this journey. Let's pray. Father, thank you for being real. Thank you for being more than just words on a page that were written long ago and have long since faded. Father, thank you that you do amazing and powerful things when we are at our weakest. Father, thank you for not leaving us in those moments that you've ordained, because that is when we find who you really are. That is when we find what true love is. Father, we pray that you will heal Abby. We pray that you will heal her knowing that you will. We pray for a physical healing. Father, you are capable of taking away sickness and disease. You are capable of bringing life where there is death. Father, you've done that to her soul, and we pray that you do that to her body. Father, she will be healed, and we stand with her knowing that we will one day rejoice and dance around your throne with her and celebrate her healing. Father, I pray for her in the next step of the journey that with every breath she breathes in, she's reminded that you are the breath of life, that you bring life, that her life is about life. Father, with every breath that is in and then exhaled out, I pray that she is reminded that your word does not return void, that what comes in goes out, that what is maybe small and quiet when it enters is big and powerful when it exits. Father, you don't decide to make a plan and then fizzle out. You don't decide to do something with someone and then sit back and watch it. Father, you are guiding her through every step, and we see that. We pray that more people will see that. We pray that she will feel you every single step. The times when she's running next to you, and the times where you're picking her up, the times where you're cradling her in your arms, when you alone can satisfy and comfort. Father, in the quiet moments that she has and in the most powerful big moments that she has, we pray that others will see and know that you are God. Father, thank you for Abby and for this abundant life that she's living. Father, pray for her family and her friends. Father, they need your comfort and your love. They need your ministry as well. We pray for them to have strength. Father, she's ministering to them. I pray they, in turn, will even be more empowered by your Holy Spirit to minister back to her. Father, we thank you. We thank you for life. We thank you that our soul has life in you. So Father, we end this prayer, this time of prayer, in thankfulness, in gratitude, and in awe, because you alone are God. And we ask all these things in your precious name. Amen.